Thanks, Andrew and Will. Well, that's a lofty song right there to sing. And by the grace of God, He will allow us to live that out somewhat. If you take your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want to do a 5-minute follow-up from this morning. The passage that we went over this morning was 14 through 16, and it read, "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer." I shared with you all 4 points from this passage. The love of Christ is compelling. It puts such pressure upon us in a positive way, positive pressure, that we are motivated to go and to do, to live because of it. We saw also in this passage that the love of Christ is comprehensive. It is sufficient and available for all who believe. And again, I pointed out to you that there's no place on the face of the earth where you go and preach the gospel and that person believes, but yet find out Jesus happened to not die for that person. Jesus died for all. It is comprehensive. And all who will believe, repent of their sins, repent toward God, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, can and will be saved. But we also saw in this that the love of Christ is commandeering. And that was particularly from verse 15, that those who live should live no longer for themselves. That's what that song was really about. We count all loss for the cause of Christ. I don't know that I'm there yet. As far as actually doing that on a daily basis. But that is what the call to follow Christ is. And that's what Jesus taught, and that's what the Apostle Paul is putting forth right here, that those who live should no longer live for themselves. That doesn't mean everybody's going to be an Apostle Paul or everyone's going to be out pounding the streets in evangelism. There's different areas of ministry and influence for each of us, but we ought to have Christ at the center of our lives, and he ought to be Lord of each one of our lives, seeking to live for him. And then the last point was clarity. We can often look around at people and think, well, I don't know about that. I remember seeing a guy when we were in New Orleans at the Super Bowl last year, and I walked by and I wanted to go back and talk to him, but he was covered in tattoos outside of a tattoo parlor, and I walked by. We were trying to get to where we were going, but I really thought I ought to talk to him, and I didn't go back and talk to him. I saw a guy down the road here covered in tattoos the other day, and I thought, man, I want to talk to him sometime. Then I was at Walmart looking at some flowers, and he happened to be on the other side of the flower booth looking at them, and I got to talk to him. He even had his eyes tattooed. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. He had implants in his forehead. And he lives right here in our area. Talked to him about the gospel, shared the gospel with him. He said he knows that and actually believes in the Lord. But we can look at people like that and say, they're I don't know. But really, judge no one according to the flesh. We take the gospel to all creatures. Now I want to end with this. As you think about your life, as we think about, you think about your life and I think about mine, I ask this question: when's the last time you and I got out of our comfort zones because of the love of Christ? When's the last time we got out of our comfort zone because of the love of Christ? But I'll also add another zone I'll ask you about. When's the last time you got out of your convenient zone, where you have to slow down and do something that's inconvenient but you do it for the love of Christ, knowing that we are called to preach the gospel to every creature under heaven. Think about the Apostle Paul. I wrote down 10 different peoples he stood before. Fellow Jews, Gentiles, Jewish puppet kings like King Agrippa, angry mobs, local governors like Felix, women gathered at a river to pray, philosophers in Athens, islanders on Malta, prison guards when he was locked up, and then Caesar himself. But the Apostle Paul seemed to be driven by the love of Christ no matter where he was, and he sought to propagate, to preach that gospel. Let's learn from his example, from what Scripture teaches us, and be encouraged this week to go forth and allow the love of Christ to compel us to get out of our comfort zones and our convenient zones because of what he has done as he died on the cross for sinners. Amen? Amen. Let's pray, and then we'll go into our time of our 4M meeting. Father, thank you for your word. It is precious and dear to us. God, the gospel is. And I need to be reminded, Lord, to get out of my comfort zone, get out of my convenient zone, and to let the love of Christ compel me to be reminded that the love of Christ is comprehensive, that it is commandeering, Lord. It takes control of our lives. Jesus takes control of our lives, for we are not to live for ourselves, but for Him who died for us and rose again. And, Lord, it's clarifying, because we don't have to look at people on the outward person, but we can look at them and know who they are inside. And then looking beyond that flesh, Lord, we can preach the gospel to every creature. So thank you, Lord, for the promises that we have in your word and the instruction that we find there to live for you. I pray you'd give us grace to do so. In Jesus' name, amen. This time we'll turn our live stream off. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're going to start our 4M meeting, and Lord willing, we'll see you back on Wednesday night.